And it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com every night till 10 o'clock here on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. And with me, Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman, I think we're back to normal. We have announced that Bobby Dooley, and I know it's much to your chagrin, Margaret, that Bobby Dooley will be doing a special segment at least once a week on our show. To follow up on the success of the Bobby Dooley podcast, which is available for free on our website under Free Stuff, or you can go to iTunes, you can go to SoundCloud, you know, wherever you'd like to go.
Well, I'm not, I wish you'd hold off. I'm not all that upset about it. That would connote or denote jealousy, and of her, I am not jealous. I wish her success. Phil, you don't understand. I have a rich, full life. A husband who is an entertainment lawyer as well as a renowned producer. I have a son, I have my column, and I have this show. I suspect... what are you doing?
I'm just... Wait, nothing?
Why is he drumming his fingers on the tabletop?
Don't do that, Bud. It's very rude.
Well, when's she going to be done?
I'm done now.
Hey!
Kick his ass.
Watch it, will you?
I'm done now. How about after the show?
Yeah, sure. You think you'd hurt me?
You're going to get into a fight now?
Mr. Henry, you're all like, I think that's bad, you know?
It is, Phil. If you react that way, people think you don't have control.
You're just the one... You just went after this guy, physically. And I did what?
You went... I don't care if I went after... I had every right in the world to go after him.
All I'm saying is, we're burning daylight.
I don't take my direction from you, you ass. I take it from,
me.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say you.
All right. So anyway...
Sorry for breathing. Good.
Yeah, let Mr. Henry do it.
Should I let Mr. Henry take your head off after the show out in the parking lot? Because that...
Hey, come on. Now, you know, some of this stuff's going to be heard, and people are going to think you're serious...
I am. I'm very serious.
Okay, well, that means cops are going to show up and they're going to want to arrest you for ripping a guy's head off.
Yeah, she can.
You want to watch me?
Hey, come on, man.
God. Well, at least you're not sitting there going, easy, easy.
Yeah, I was saying that, Mr. Henry.
Okay, fine. Why don't you, you know something, Dickman? One of these days, I'm not going to hold her back. And I know, you remember what happened that one time?
Yeah, I should have had her arrested.
For what, you baby?
Well, you kicked him in the ribs and rolled him outside, and then threw a bucket of water on him. Now, you know...
Right, I thought that was a good touch.
You know, yeah, if it was a TV Western. Now, you know what can happen, so why don't you just shut up, man? All right? And I'll handle these things. And the fact of the matter is, if you think somebody is boring, you're not supposed to sit there. You're supposed to help them out, Bud. You're supposed to support the team members here.
That's a good point, Mr. Henry.
In fact, where is General Shaw?
General Shaw's got it, vanilla?
Hold on. The vanilla wafers were where?
There, I gotta go help him.
Go ahead. Is this gonna be every day?
Well, he doesn't know where the vanilla wafers are.
Well, then someone can tell him where the vanilla... What is it with the vanilla wafers?
I was told I'd get a box of vanilla wafers. What? All of a sudden, you got your nose stuck in everything, don't you?
Well, he does get vanilla.
Great. Did you get your Nilla wafers?
Yes, sir. I got my Nilla wafers. Are you going to hold that against me as well as the Bartles and James? You see, I'm retired, Phil. I enjoy my life. I don't let anyone not let me enjoy my life.
Oh, you have the box of it.
Yes, I've got a box of vanilla wafers. Why is this all of a sudden an issue?
I don't know. I just wondered where you were, and then Bud said... And I... By the way, it's no problem, you know, General, that's fine. You can eat what you want. Kind of a weird snack, don't you think?
No, I don't think it's a weird snack. What's with you?
Phil, don't...
Boy, I'll tell you. Look at this. Get a load of this guy giving everybody, judging everyone. He sits there wearing a hat. The last time I saw a hat like that was at Bob Marley's funeral, and he was wearing it. And he wasn't looking too good either. So how about that?
That's not funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
You was at Bob Marley's funeral?
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
All right, no, I wasn't.
No, seriously, General, were you at Bob Marley's funeral?
I was at Bob Marley's funeral, and I was very proud to be at Bob Marley's funeral, because I happen to like his music. And you wouldn't think that, would you?
No, General, I never think you'd be a Bob Marley fan. What's that?
I loved his music. Get up, stand up, jaw. Stand up for the... You've heard the music, Phil, right?
I love Bob Marley, yeah. I've got his music on my iPod.
That music carried me for many, many years. I enjoyed that music. For me, it was very uplifting. And I love... I don't want to wait. As a matter of fact, when I met Caroline, my wife, I sang that song to her.
Oh, you didn't. I don't want... Waiting in vain?
Waiting in vain. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. And I do the do-do-do-do-do. I don't... To me, it was... And I know she enjoyed it. To this day, I know when I have a lone moment, I will think, yes, I know she did. I know she did.
Well, what did she tell you?
Well, she told me she didn't, but I know that she's... Deep down, she did.
I think deep down she did, too. I think she probably didn't like your singing.
Whoa. Hold the phone. No, deep down, she liked my singing. Deep down, she likes Bob Marley. Everything.
But even though she tells you no, she didn't.
She tells me a lot of things. She said to me once, don't you dare spend that money on that Greek vacation. And I went ahead and I did it anyway. And I'm sure that she was happy to get me out of the house.
What did you do?
Where did you go?
Which question do I answer first?
Where did you actually take a Greece? Did you?
No, I didn't take any Greece. I went to Greece.
By yourself?
Oh, here we go. So are we going to hear some crowbar jokes now?
Well, it's very...
Never mind. I'm sorry I'm asking, okay?
Yeah, you're sorry. So are we hearing crowbar jokes, yes or no? I got to get ready.
No, we're not. What does he mean by crowbar jokes?
The whole thing about men and boys in Greece. Why did you go to Greece?
Because I felt like going to Greece, because it's the birthplace of democracy, because it is one of the most ancient cultures in the history of the world. And because Caroline didn't want to go, she was staying with her father, who had had a heart attack, and I said, I understand, but I'm going to Greece. Toss a coin. What's it going to be? She said, I'm staying with my dad. I said... Great, have a nice time, you know, emptying out a bedpan.
Well, that's very insensitive if her father was sick.
Her father wasn't sick. He'd been out of the hospital a couple of weeks. She's daddy's little girl, that's all.
Is she still that way?
No, her father's been dead 30 years. Wow.
All right, what we're asking is, does she still pine away for her father?
No, she doesn't. Excuse me for a minute.
Dad, your voice cracked.
Do you think? Let me have a sip of that. Give me that.
I want him.
Give him the Bartles and James. You're not drinking that stuff.
Wow.
All right, General, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to answer your question. No, she doesn't. She's all grown up.
Okay, great. Glad to hear that your wife is not pining away for... And I'm sorry to hear about her father. And you went to Greece by yourself. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So is this going to be the cause of all kinds of jokes tonight?
Well, we're just saying, General, and it's none of my business, and it's none of Phil's.
Well, you got that right.
All right, but you went to Greece by yourself is something that is going to come up. It'll come up on a resume. It comes up. I don't know if you're in line for any government appointment.
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
She's being silly.
No, I am not being silly. No, I am not.
Well, yes.
What are you talking about? It's going to come up on a resume for a government. He went to Greece solo. Well, and you're telling me that there's going to be Congress people asking him about that?
You have a moment, Sammy. Some of those hearings they have when they're going to appoint a guy on a government position or something?
Yeah.
Man, they're bad.
Yeah, they rip a guy a new one.
So some cat on a congressional committee is going to say, and General, I understand you went to Greece by yourself.
Well, go ahead and laugh it up, friend.
Well, I'm defending you. What are you talking about?
I don't care if I don't get a governmental appointment. Doesn't matter to me.
Well, I hope not, and I hope no reporters come sniffing around.
Say, what are you getting at anyway?
She's saying, in her warped mind, that you going to Greece by yourself is somehow scandalous.
Well, in my opinion, my warped mind, boy, you got some guts there, Phil, with my reputation. You got some guts.
What are you talking about? I said that you got it. I disagree with you.
You said I have a warped mind.
Yeah, get toughen up a little bit here, folks. It's talk radio. Come on. All right, coming back, we've got Justin McElroy. He is a high school... young man is a high school senior and as well as a member of his city of his student council, I should say, not his city council, his student council. He is going to be on with us to talk a little bit about this sexiest man alive poll in People magazine, won by Adam Levine, and some other issues that are important to our young people and all of us. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We'll be right back.
What is this?
Excuse me, I haven't introed the hour yet. God.
Well, you know, she's asking for me because it frightened me.
It's the Who. And don't start in with, you know, who. Anyway, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show is what it is. Our number, 855-500-7445. Don't jump in like that, Margaret.
I apologize.
Well, now, wait a minute. Could I...
Hold on, General. And we have Justin McElroy hanging on the line. He's going to be talking with us here. He said that he wanted to talk about Rob Ford. I thought it was about...
Yeah, we talked about Adam Levine. He thought that was... Well, I shouldn't say, but he said, nah, it's gay. And
okay, we're going to have to break the habit here of that whole, it's gay, okay? Let's... Something... Lame is a good word. How about that?
No, yeah, okay.
So he didn't want to talk about Adam Levine.
Oh.
Well, excuse me, but what about that whole do 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 do?
It's a song. It's bumper music.
All right. I apologize. I was startled by it. And...
You need to get a napkin?
A napkin for what?
You spilled it right down the front.
Holy God. Look at that.
Oh, General, you spilled the entire bottle. Is the entire bottle empty?
Let me see. Yep.
I'll get you another one.
All right. And could you also... I think I spilled some into this box of Nilla wafers, and they'll get soggy.
Okay. Can we... You know, is the General getting settled?
Well, just trying to help the General.
Yes, Phil, we're helping out the General.
Well, isn't that nice?
Well, look at... Oh, yeah, he's all jealous because he's not getting any love. Is that it?
No, it's not... No, that ain't it, General. I gotta get going with the show.
All I did... You're the one that played the whole do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I didn't do that.
Right, that's my bumper music, and if it startles you... Then we're going to have to, I don't know, maybe, do you want me to warn you?
Yeah, I would appreciate that very much if you'd warn me up and say, General, I'm about to, what does he call it?
It's called bumper music.
Yeah, I would appreciate if you say, General, the bumper music is going to be startling and jarring. And if you need to steady yourself, all I wanted to do was grab a hold of the side of the chair and steady myself when it came on.
Okay, I will do that.
Well, look at him shaking his head.
Phil, quit acting like you're better than everyone.
Oh, get out of here, will you, with the bars. Did you get the,
Yeah, I need another Bartles and James and another box of Nilla wafers.
Well, we're down to about 7 or 8 now.
Wait, hold on. What are we doing around here?
Doing what?
How many boxes of Nilla wafers are we buying?
We got 2 cases.
2 cases of vanilla wafers for General Shaw?
Yeah, that's who he likes.
What's it to you?
And how much Bartles and James? I don't even want to know this.
About 3 cases.
Well, we've got to stock up for the week.
We got 3 cases of Bartles and James wine coolers, and we've got 2 boxes.
No, two crates.
We got a crate. The guy from the Vons came over and just crated one.
Yeah, the tractor trailer.
So the Teamsters came over, instead of just dropping it off at the grocery store, they went ahead and dropped a crate here of vanilla wafers.
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, I guess, you know.
You know, if you want, I'll pay for it. Is that your problem, Phil? Are you a little short on cash? Is that it?
No, that's got nothing to do with it. I didn't know that we were loading up on the vanilla wafers. I didn't know you were eating that many.
I'm not eating that many, but I want to know I have a decent reserve of them. Now, let me tell you something. I come from a military.
Hold on. I can't listen to it now, General.
All right.
I've got to get to Justin McElroy's on the line from Canyon High School in northern L.A. County. And, Justin, we appreciate you being on the show with us. Justin is a senior up there. He is a member of the student prefecture. Is that right, Justin?
Yes, sir.
And is that the student council?
Student council is similar to a prefecture. The prefecture interacts more with... I'm not really, to be honest with you, exactly sure, but I think it's more... we do have a religious component. Everyone on it is a Christian. Even though we're a public high school, but it's all... It's voluntary, and I don't know, maybe we'll get in trouble for it, but...
Do you have a student council?
We have a student council. I'm also on that.
And what do you do on the student council?
I'm student body president.
And you're also the president of your student prefecture?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna shift away from Adam Levine.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to. I wanted to talk about Rob Ford only because I felt that it was important. Not because anybody that I know from my school has ever seen his reality show, unless if you've seen it, Mr. Henry, or not.
No, I have not. Margaret, have you?
No, I haven't seen that.
I don't think anybody here has seen it. It was not on for very long. It may be a reality show that's only seen in Canada.
That could be. But I was really interested in knowing that when they said he had a reality show, and then they said that they were going to take it off, I didn't even know that he had one. But he lost the reality show because of the problems that he apparently is having up in Canada. And I don't understand that. One of the things is, if a guy...
This is the Sun News Network, by the way. The Sun News Network, which I'm not familiar with. Is it a Canadian network?
It may just be in Canada. I don't know why they would market a reality show with this man.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when a man like Mayor Ford is under the pressure that he's under... And he begins to show, I guess you could say, the signs of the stress. That is a possibility of an entertaining show. And for my generation, when we look at the kinds of TV that we enjoy, we do like to see reality show, but we want to see ones that are decent and are not all about, you know, the Kardashians or something like that. And by decent, I mean, like, when they had on the Osborne was real and was on the edge, and a lot of my friends watched Osborne to see if he would, each day come out of the bedroom, or they would have paramedics or something, because that is the interesting part of it. And in my communication class...
All right, just to be clear here, are you saying that you wanted the Rob Ford show to stay on because he may have a heart attack and die, or...
I'm just saying that reality show is reality show, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Right.
And I think that we have to begin to treat the viewer, especially people like myself and a lot of my friends who want to see a reality show that is actually reality and is not... a script and everything. I take a communications class, and they tell us all about how to produce TV shows. And I said to our student advisor, Mr. Yearling, well, are we going to be able to do reality shows? And he said, yeah, you know, what do you have in mind? And I said, I want to follow around a person, find out how old they are, and follow a really old person around until they die. And he was angry at me.
Oh, come on.
What do you want to do?
Well,
all right, hold on. You want to follow an old person around until they die?
Oh, yes, sir.
And why is that?
Because no one's ever done that. I mean, if you think about...
They had the thing about the bridge where they committed suicide.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... Look, I'm not doing it because I want to be... I'm doing it because that's life, you know? And I don't want to see an accident, and I don't want... And
what about just go to a hospital and film a guy laying in a bed?
Well, what's good about that, you know?
Well, I don't know that that's even the answer either, bud.
Well, I mean, get an old person.
Well, yeah, right. So I'm going to go to a hospital and look at an old guy with a camera and go, is he dead yet? I won't even know. What if he's sleeping?
Well, like if he have a heart monitor. Yeah, if they have a heart monitor on him.
What, man? That.
Okay, hold on for a minute, because I don't really know that you guys are. I don't think we're getting anywhere with the conversation going this way. Hold the line there. Justin McElroy, who is talking about the canceling of the Rob Ford reality show. Nobody saw the show, at least down here in the States, I don't think. But the larger issue for him is that their reality shows suck. And when you get one where you have the possibility of reality, why pull it off the air, you know? World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. Watch every show online on Phil TV and HD, as well as hear our daily podcast, as well as hear our classic podcast, the Bobby Dooley podcast, like that. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Didn't talk about that.
No, you guys are idiots. World famous Phil Hendry Show and Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School on the line with us. And we also have with us, a couple of callers. Right now we're discussing the cancellation of a reality show. And I guess what we're not talking about here is we're not talking about a reality show that anybody has really seen. We're talking about a reality show that only people in... I shouldn't say anybody's really seen. We're talking about a reality show that I think was only going to air in Canada, and they only had one episode of that. Now, we're talking to a high school senior here, which, and I thought we were going to talk about the Grammys, but you wanted to talk about this because you're taking a communications class.
Well, yeah, and my feeling was, and I feel strongly about it, is that if you have a reality show that is reality, is way better, and they don't have those anymore. They have shows that...
What do you mean they don't have those anymore, Justin?
I'm saying that they don't have no reality. They don't have no reality shows anymore. Everyone already knows what they're going to say, and they already know what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's like they have a script, but they don't.
That's true.
All right, okay, I understand that. So...
Well, no, I don't understand that. What are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying,
Margaret, you know that what he's saying is true, that these reality shows are simply non-professional actors improvising something that they've already decided on.
I think it is very untoward, especially for you, Phil, to be giving away secrets.
It's not a secret, ma'am. I mean,
Excuse me, I'll talk to you in a moment. Giving away...
Oh, get up. Margaret, I'm not giving away anything. People watch those shows...
People think they're reality shows. Reality.
Ma'am, no one's fool. I know they're not reality.
When did you find out?
Why, what do you mean, when did I find out? All you gotta do is look at it.
Yeah, you gotta do is look at it. It looks so cheap.
I beg your pardon. My husband produces a couple of those shows.
Well, I guess that Frank, what shows are they?
I'd rather not say.
Why don't you want to say?
Because I'd rather not say. I don't think it's anything that he wants me to broadcast. I think some of the content probably is disturbing, and Frank doesn't want it to get out that he's associated with the show.
Well, all right, but let me ask you this. Is it a real reality show?
I would rather not comment.
Well, I mean, you don't want to say whether it's reality or not?
I'd rather not comment.
Well, I mean, that's a jip because...
It's a what?
It's a jip because, people should be watching reality. And all I'm saying is, with Rob Ford, you had a chance to see a guy who has a crack cocaine problem, and that's sad, and that's very and that's a tragedy that I'm sure we share in saying is bad and everything. And I'm sorry about it, but if he's got a crack cocaine problem and also the man seems to be, carrying excess weight.
All right, so all of this adds up in your mind to a heart attack.
Yeah, is that what you're waiting for?
Is that what I'm waiting for? I mean, that guy is walking around all with a big fat butt, and he's doing cocaine. I mean, crack cocaine.
Okay, so he's gonna crack. He's gonna croak, I should say, and die, huh?
Well, be crack and then croak. Yeah, he'll crack up and then croak.
Oh, that's funny.
By the way, he looked as if he was cracking up yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he was in the city council meeting.
Yeah, I mean that's reality TV, okay? And I guarantee you, there's no TV show on that is real like that. If you show him running through a city council meeting and running over people like a wild, you know, like a wild thing of the bush, it would be way more, you know, interesting.
Well, you know, if I could jump in here, your name is Justin?
What?
Is your name Justin?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, my name's General Galen Shaw.
Oh, yes, sir.
I understand your point, and I have to agree with the young man to the extent that if you watch a show that's called a reality show, shouldn't you expect it to be reality as opposed to something that it's not? Now, I don't watch any of this. I wouldn't go near it with your eyes. But I can certainly understand...
What does that mean, you won't go near it with my eyes?
Oh, boy.
Mark, are you kidding? He doesn't like the shows.
Yeah.
So, you know,
You know that my husband produces shows like those.
Margaret, with all respect to you, I don't care. Do I look like I care? At my age, does it look like I'm going to give a hot, holy you-know-what?
By the way, when you say you-know-what, I don't know whether you mean damn or the other thing.
I'm talking about what comes out of your...
All right. Okay, y'all done?
I'm just saying I agree with the young man, and if you want a reality, and that guy Rob Ford, now I saw that.
Rob Ford was running after, I believe he was running over to his brother Don or Dan Ford in that city council meeting. He ran into the lady, he didn't mean to run into the lady, he sought to hold her up. I mean, look, whatever his problems are his problems, but I don't think you should attribute to the man things that he didn't do. And,
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, this guy is are you kidding? He's a rockhead and everything.
Yeah, he's a rockhead. Why are you going to defend on that?
I think they're making a good point.
No, they're not making a good point.
Well, why aren't they?
Why would you want to say something about a guy that isn't true? I understand he has problems. I understand the guy is using crack cocaine. I understand he's a mess of a human being, I guess, in a lot of regards. But if he wasn't trying to knock that lady down...
Well, I saw that, Mr. Henry. It looked like he was trying to pancake her.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to pancake her up against the building.
What building?
The side of the thing.
Yeah, if you look at it, Mr. Henry, he was, like, doing a... Like, I think you said yesterday he was doing a rolling pancake on her. He was just all like, ooh. And if you've ever been the subject of a rolling pancake... You know,
what do you mean the subject of a rolling pancake?
Well, you know, when you get between somebody and then you roll them along a wall?
Yes, has that ever happened to you? Because that happened to me. That happened to me going into one of the fundraisers over here at the Civic Auditorium. I was in line, and there was a rush for the door, and some woman, my God, and God knows that I support my sisters, but this fat tub of guts... She pressed me up against a brick wall and had the jutting bricks. And in order for her to facilitate getting to the front so she could get into the door, she rolled along three or four of us, pinning us against these bricks, and one man almost passed out. He couldn't get air. But she's rolling up against these bricks that are sticking out. You understand?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. And I can tell you it was horrible. I heard a man just, oh, God.
Yeah, you know, Phil, it's not a pretty thing when you get into a pancake like that. And so I think that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, and anyway...
Hold on for a minute, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm trying to get out of...
The young man's trying to make a point.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'll be done in a second. So this guy, Rob Ford, he goes chasing... does a rolling pancake job on that one old lady, and she could have very well have been crushed, and you could see her face. She's all like, oh, God, oh, help, you know?
And yeah, she's all shocked and everything.
Yeah, I saw her face. She looked all shocked, and he's like all, you know, like he didn't care or anything.
You guys are seeing a different thing than what I saw.
Well, it's obvious that that's the case, Phil. We're trying to tell you what happened, and you still want to be rooted in whatever hallucination, and I don't mean hallucination, but it's possible that you were seeing things.
What about that?
What about what?
Possible that you seen it?
Yeah, I mean, if you were seeing things, that would explain...
What do you mean, seeing things? Do you guys think I'm psychotic or something?
Phil, you get so over the top, you know, you get so hurt and offended. We're just saying, are you on medication?
Did you?
No. I know what I saw. You guys are crazy, as usual. That man knocked that woman down, grabbed her, and tried to pull her up. Okay? Now, I don't know what you mean by a rolling pancake. I believe you, Margaret, when you say that you got pinned in one at the Santa Monica Civic at a fundraiser. I can't believe that a doll... What do you mean a fundraiser?
It was a fundraiser for a performing arts center. And it was going to be... It was the St. Paul Chamber was traveling, the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. There was an ensemble from the L.A. Philharmonic. And Jack Jones was going to sing.
And there's a fat woman bum-rushing the door...
Well, Mr. Henry, I mean, I think you ought to have...
Yeah, you can hear a young man here is asking you to have respect.
So, anyway, that's all I want to say.
What, are you crying?
Well...
Dude, you wanted to hear him.
Well, I want to hear what I have to say.
I want to hear what you got to say, man. I'm just disagreeing to the extent that Rob Ford tried to crush that lady.
Well, I'm just saying, he's a crack cocaine head, and it would have been good, but I guess not, so forget it.
Well, you said, before you go, Justin, you said that you're planning on a reality show.
Yes, I want to hear more about this.
Okay, I can tell you about it.
Wait a minute. This is the one where he wants to follow an old man around until he collapses in the street.
Well, yes, sir, but I don't. I want it to be a natural death.
All right, well, okay. I thought there was something else going on there.
Well, let's talk to you about that in a moment here as we talk to Justin McElroy. So the Rob Ford, this is a young guy who is in a communications class, right?
Yes, I think it's a broadcast class, bud.
Yeah, they got a TV production studio and everything.
Okay, and he's going to tell us about a show that he... But I'm telling you right now, you guys are out of your minds. I saw that tape.
No, I'm saying, all I'm saying... You know,
no, hold on for a minute. You guys are out of your minds. I saw him running. I saw him run into the lady by accident. He probably shouldn't have been running, if you want to blame him for anything, but I don't know what he was running to.
Well, you said he's trying to save his brother, and who knows? His brother may have been the victim of some kind of a pancaking. I don't know.
Well, there wouldn't be a pancaking, not at that level, except for Rob Ford.
Yeah.
No, not at that level.
Phil, it's a city council meeting in the city of Toronto.
Yeah?
But he doesn't get it.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're going to take a break. I'm going to set some people straight here during this break, folks. Let me just tell you what. He doesn't get it. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. And, don't forget, folks, our Saturday bonus show is now available for download. Hey, welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show, and Justin McElroy with us from Canyon, L.A. Canyon High. Now, I have I've got a message here, Bobby Dooley, coming on it in the next hour.
Well, she wanted to address... having to do with what she calls fake teeth.
Yeah.
What are fake teeth?
I guess they're teeth that are fake. I don't know. They are the ones that you can buy. Bud, you know about this.
Yeah, you get these teeth at a drugstore and stick them in your mouth, and they look like you got white, straight teeth.
Okay. Excuse me. What?
Well, she wants to... I'm belching, too. When you belch, I belch. That's like Charles Durning. When I get it, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Anyway... She wants to address that because there is a member of her homeowners association or the parent-teacher organization that apparently is now walking everywhere with a big, what she calls, crap-eating grin. She's saying it's all, you know. And she's saying that the woman is telegraphing the fact that she's wearing fake teeth.
Yeah, because she's all, you know.
And, okay, never mind. I know better than to ask, and why does she want to talk about this on the air? Because...
that, you know, that's a big, long song and a dance.
All right. 855-500-7445. Justin McElroy joining us for our last segment. Tell us about your reality show project at school, Justin.
Yes, sir. What I wanted, and I talked to, as I said, I talked to Mr. Berlinger, who's our who's our faculty advisor. And... Well, no, he's the student advisor. Our faculty advisor is Terry Gibbon, who's one of our, is a student.
So that you have a faculty advisor who's a student, and you have a student advisor who is the member of the faculty.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
What?
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
Well, why would you have...
It makes sense, okay? Can we agree?
Well, I'm a little befuddled, too. In fact, I just spilt more Bartles and James on me. I don't know if anyone cares.
Yeah, I care, General, but I'm not going to have him explain it, okay? Go ahead.
Well, the reason why they have a...
Don't worry about explaining that.
You need a rag, General?
If you could get me one of those Bounty towels. Now, I don't want the other kind, and I'm not trying to do a commercial, but I need something that's going to absorb, for God's sake. I need it absorbent, and I need it now. Those two things.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Phil. Carry on.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, Justin.
About what?
About your reality show.
I thought he was going to... Never mind.
Yeah, the reality show is this. And I asked Mr. Berlinger about it, who's the student advisor, because Terry Gibbon is actually, is how you pronounce it. And
okay.
Well, now you're laughing.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. I just... Okay, so Terry Gibbon?
Yeah, that's the kid who's the... he advises the faculty on stuff the kids want to do.
And the faculty advisor advises the kids on...
On what the faculty wants to do. And hopefully they'll match up somewhere. I mean, it's not really going to, but...
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I said to Mr. Berlinger...
Who's the student advisor.
Yes, sir. I said to him, you know, we want to follow around an old person and watch them as they... And I probably put it the wrong way. I said, and in the presentational paper that I gave them, I said, we want to have a crew of students follow an old person and watch him decay and eventually decay and drop. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, it's life and death. We don't want to do anything to him. We just want to follow him around as he collapses. And so they're taking it up with the faculty advisors, or I mean the student advisors. The faculty advisors are the students.
Right, right. I got that part.
Okay. And we really hope that they will. And I said, look at the Rob Ford one and also look at the Osborne. When Osborne was on, everybody waited for him to collapse, and that's why everyone wanted to watch it.
Do you think that's why people watch the Osbournes?
I do. I don't think it's to see him collapse. I think Ozzy was the star, you know?
What about, like, what about Kelly?
Kelly and Jack and even Sharon, all of those people came along. I mean, I believe that Kelly and Sharon and Jack were manufactured stars in a lot of ways. No one, you know, I really do. I think maybe some people really dig on Sharon as a woman, but...
What's that mean, as a woman?
I mean, as a host, you know, maybe I think that they were manufactured. The show tried to push those guys out front because maybe they thought they were losing traction with Ozzy. But the only thing that was entertaining for me was watching Ozzy.
Well, then, so you agree that the hook, as they say in show business, is to watch this poor man stagger about the kitchen, put his hand in a microwave, do things that are terribly devastating to a family and to an individual, and you'd find that... Yeah, that's how you'd get your thrills on a Friday night. Is that it?
No, that's not how I get my... No, that is not.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying I watched Ozzy because he was the star of the show. I don't know whether some people watched to see him collapse or stick his hand in a microwave. I'd love to see him do that. I mean, what's that about?
What are you talking about?
How do you close the door?
Oh, that's a good one, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, big deal.
Okay, so anyway, Jack... Justin, go ahead.
Were you going to call me Jack Osborne?
No, go ahead.
Because I would think that's a compliment.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. That's the fat kid, right?
Yeah. Okay, you're not Jack now, you're Justin.
Thank you, I forgot what it was. Mr. Berlinger said, well, that's kind of ghoulish, you know, it's ghoulish to follow an old man around with a camera. And he said, how much time do you think it would take? And I go, I don't know, you know, but we're going to look. We'll do research on some old guy that's ready to go, and we'll get the camera out there and everything like that.
Well, I find that to be ghoulish. I find that to be insulting. I understand the pull. I understand the drama. And I even understand that it might get people to watch. But I think that is just terrible to follow an old man.
I do, too. Waiting for him to drop? What do you think, General?
Well, you're asking me why? Because you're waiting for me to decay and drop? Because, friend, I can tell you something. Ain't gonna happen.
Well, I mean, you're gonna die sometime.
Did you bring this kid on because I'm gonna make for fodder for this show?
I mean, I'm not saying that, but don't you think you'd rot?
What do you mean, don't I think I'd rot?
Well, I'm saying, you know...
It's not called rotting. You're talking about dying?
Well, yeah, I'm asking the general, does he think he's so special that he won't, you know, he won't rot away and then croak one day?
You don't rot when you're still alive, young man. That happens after you die.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, don't you think you'll collapse?
I think that I will die. I do not think I will collapse. I think I will die with dignity, in a bed. I don't know.
Okay, in a bed, yeah, and?
In a bed.
With your family around you.
Yes, with my... Can we talk about something else? Because this is beginning to really tee me off. This young man's got me thinking now that I'm going to, on my way to my house from the garage, collapse and lay there for weeks.
Well, I mean, someone will find you, right?
Yes, eventually.
You live with your wife. All right, we got to go. Thank you very much, Justin McElroy. Thank you, General. Thank you, everybody. Bobby Dooley coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. She's going to be talking about these fake teeth that you buy. I don't know what that's all about. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. And don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. We've got podcasts of this show available tomorrow, as well as our classic podcast daily, every day. Call her up now.